Tuesday afternoon, time to visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Well, how'd your 4th of July go?
It was a hot and sweaty one. We were talking, you know, before the show started. We went to a Twins game in the city. It's the first time Gary and I have gone to a game there at the stadium. And we met two of his sisters, because he comes from a big family, 10 kids in their family. So two of his sisters and their husbands were there and met us. And they rode that train from Big Lake. And boy, was that ever slick, you know. So
yeah,
but it was a good game. I'm glad I went. It's an interesting place to visit, so if anyone has an opportunity to do so, I'd do it, but I'd really avoid sitting in the hot sun on a day that is as warm as last Tuesday, the 4th of July was.
Yeah. You sweat a little bit then, huh?
Yeah, I don't think it was pretty.
Yeah. Yeah, it can get hot there, but a beautiful stadium, isn't it?
Yeah, it really was. I mean, it's just really quite fantastic. So,
yep.
A wonderful opportunity, that's for sure.
Okay. All right. Tell us what's happening at the Appleton Public Library, Cindy.
Well, we have all sorts of things happening. Our summer reading program continues for both ages 4 to 4th grade, as well as our teen program, and it continues until the 31st of July. So we have a bunch of activities that we have planned for the kids during that time, plus there's a few adult activities going on as well. And so you want to keep those things in mind. It's summer is not just for the kids. We also have some variety of different things that are going on here at the library. In fact, next week, on Tuesday, the 18th of July, we have two programs. One is for adults, and that is coloring. We've got coloring, coffee, and conversation on Tuesday the 18th from 1:30 to 3. Coffee, coloring books, and pencils are provided, and you can stop on down and give this kind of craze a try. And it's, you know, the perfect time because you can escape the heat and have a nice cool place to give some coloring and some relaxation a try. And then at 3:30 that same day, we've got Scarecrow Storytime in Oz, which is kind of like a children's theater opportunity. And that is on Tuesday also, July 18th at 3:30. We've got Tom Hendricks, no relative of mine, of ours, coming here, and he is going to be pulling kids from the audience to play various characters from the, of course, Wizard of Oz. So kind of a wonderful opportunity for kids, and hopefully they're able to take advantage of that. Also coming up on Wednesday, July 19th, is an opportunity for adults. We've got shadow box art. Do you know what shadow box art is, Paul?
No, I have no idea.
Well, you'll have to look at the website and check it out, because what it is it's a frame, and there's a little depth to the frame, and what you do is you put mementos in there to show, you know, maybe from a trip you've gone on, or perhaps an event in your life, or maybe just make something really pretty. It is just a wonderful opportunity. We are having a beach theme. So we are going with that type of a theme. We are going to have some materials and supplies here for a beach-type shadow box. But if you want to personalize it or add something a little special, you may want to bring a few pictures, a few different things from home to add to your shadow boxes. And we are still accepting registration. It is limited. So give us a call at 320-289-1681 to register or stop in. And that is on Wednesday the 19th. At 6:30 p.m. So, yeah.
Okay.
And then, of course, we have book club yet this month. We're reading The Hurricane Sisters by Dorothea Benton Frank, and so you can stop by and pick up copies of that. And like I said, we're kind of, you know, getting down there. We've got only about 2.5 weeks left, 2.5-3 weeks left. So hopefully kids continue reading. And then there's one more special event I'd like to talk about is coming up in August. We are so fortunate to have Mark Moran here, and he does appraisals on antiques and collectibles. And this event will be free at the Appleton Library. He is a former senior editor of antiques and collectibles books. He has been a editor of Antique Trader magazine, a guest expert on the PBS series Antiques Roadshow. He's got more than 25 books on antiques and collectibles, and we are accepting registration starting next week on the 17th for people to register to bring their items in to have them appraised. Mark will give the history on the item, give some appraisals, all sorts of different things he'll tell you about this particular item. Plus, people are going to want to be in the audience to watch, because have you ever watched Antiques Roadshow ever?
Absolutely. It's one of my favorite shows. I love it.
Well, you really should give this a try.
Yeah.
It's a great opportunity, and we have a whole list of objects that people can bring.
Okay.
And we'll have to see if you're interested. Like I said, we're going to start accepting registrations on the 17th, and we have 40 slots for people to bring various items in. You know, if you've got fine arts, some smaller pieces of furniture, ceramics, glassware, vintage photographs, folk art, some assorted toys, it's just incredible the list of items that he has on here that he is willing to appraise for us. He's not able to appraise guns and weapons, and besides, I can't accept guns and weapons in the library, I'm sorry to say.
Yeah, I suppose
anyway,
not.
But wonderful opportunity. So,
when is that?
And that will be in August, on the 9th of August from 4 to 7 p.m. It's a Wednesday night, and it will be a free antique and collectible appraisal event.
Sounds like
really.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, quite exciting, really exciting. So.
Good.
So, yeah.
Mark that on your calendar, then.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, we're going to start, we will be ready next week for people to make reservations, because he would like people to sign up, and because then we'll have all the slots filled and everyone will be able to get their items appraised.
All right. Is there any cost to that at all? Or
no, it is completely free. That's what's so exciting about it, that we can have someone of that caliber come out here and do this appraisal for us. I know, I'm trying to think what I'm going to bring.
Yeah. Well, I have from my grandfather, I have a wind-up toy clown. It's metal. I think it's from the 20s and 30s. It's pretty cool.
So. Well, we're going to have to sign you up for a slot here, huh?
Maybe, yeah. That's fun.
Sure.
Fun event on the 9th of August, huh?
Yes, on the 9th of August, so about a month from now. So that's how we're just starting to advertise and get things going, because we want people to sign up and register.
Okay, we'll talk more about that, I'm sure, as the coming weeks come up here. So.
Sure.
Well, let's move into what are people reading, Cindy?
Well, there are a few new books that are out. There's Murder Games by James Patterson and Howard Ruffin. It's an expert on serial murder, becomes involved in the hunt for a New York City killer. Also, Brad Thor has a new book out called Use of Force. It's a counterterrorism operative. Scott Harvath is called in when a missing terrorism suspect drowns off the Italian coast. Daniel Steele has a new book out, The Duchess, a 19th century British duke's daughter disinherited by her half-brothers flees to Paris to make a new life. I am telling you, and then Diana Gabaldon, anyway, and they've made this into a made-for-movie series, Seven Stones to Stand or Fall. It's a collection of Outlander short stories. So if you've watched that Outlander series, that is the author of that particular series. So there's a new book out for that as well. Also new is Rediscovering Americanism by Mark Levin. The radio host argues that the founding fathers would be shocked by the expansion of modern government. Those are just a few things to name that are new, but there's always new things and exciting things coming out. So if you've got a favorite author, stop on down and let us sign you up for that latest read.
All right, real good, Cindy. Well, if people want to sign up for the 9th for that appraisal with the what do you call it, actually, the antique?
It's called What Is It Worth? An Antique Appraisal Event.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if they want to sign up for that, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, they can stop in at the Appleton Public Library that's located in the Appleton Civic Center. They can give us a call at 320-289-1681. Of course, if you're interested in checking out our website that shows the hours that we're open, You can visit appletonpubliclibrarymn.webs.com, friend us on Facebook for the latest happenings and things going on, and of course our hours are Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 to 5:30, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, 10:30 to 7:30, and Saturdays, 10:30 to 2:30.
All right, real good. So give Cindy a call today if you'd like something appraised that you have that you'd like to fill that slot in for tonight, huh?
Yeah, sure. We want to fill those slots up, and we have 40 of them available.
And
so
I'm sure
that's pretty exciting, but you know, that stuff fills up quite quickly. So
yep.
I'd get on the horn right away.
All right, give Cindy a call over at the Appleton Public Library right away. And what's that phone number again, Cindy?
It is 320-289-1681.
289-1681. Okay, real good.
Sure.
Hey, good show today. Well, I tell you what, the library is more than books, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness. And we have this a new app for downloadables, so you can download books and audiobooks. We have a lot of audiobooks. We've got a lot of computers for the internet. We also offer all sorts of different services for scanning and emailing things. And then, of course, we've got area newspapers, magazines, you name it. Plus, we have these wonderful maker kits for kids and learning kits for kids. We have so much stuff. I can't believe all the things that we have packed in one small room.
There you go. And then, of course, when you visit the Appleton Public Library, you always get greeted with those smiling faces with Lynette and Cindy and Hope and others.
Yes. We've got a wonderful staff here. We're very fortunate.
All right. Thanks, Cindy. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
That's fabulous. Thank you, and have a good week, everyone.
That's Cindy Hendricks with the Appleton Public Library.